This is your first political campaign, correct?
Yes, this is my first political campaign.
All right. And so could you just tell us a little bit about your background and, why you decided to run for the state Senate now?
Well, I was born and raised in Delaware, aside from a few years that I lived in Texas. Philosophically, I feel like I've always been libertarian, but I think when Ron Paul ran in 2007 and really brought libertarianism, started to bring libertarianism to the mainstream, that really got my attention. And I wanted to run because instead of waiting for a candidate that I am passionate about, I thought, why not be that candidate that I'm passionate about and bring my issues to the table?
Why run as a libertarian since, libertarians get a few percent of the votes here and there each election, but they haven't won any major seats here?
Well, it might be politically expedient to run on the Republican or Democratic ticket because they are the mainstream parties, but the Libertarian Party is the party that best matches my political philosophy. I'm definitely much more of a moderate libertarian. I'm definitely not an anarchist. There aren't really many parts of the government that I would want to completely abolish, but I'm libertarian because I'm very fiscally conservative and very socially liberal. And I think that the Libertarian Party, now more than ever, needs people who are willing to stick to it. I think part of the problem we have is if we have someone who does start to get very popular, they quickly jump ship to the Republican Party or the Democratic Party because it is political expedient. We need to retain talent within the Libertarian Party if we're going to grow.
So, given that you're a libertarian, like we just talked about, which party would you actually caucus with should you be elected to the state Senate?
I've been asked this question a few times, and one of my responses is I might not caucus. I might just force them to work with me as the tie-breaking vote.
Would you be worried about if your plan is to horse trade for your one vote that they would just find a workaround and get Republicans to take that place instead?
But Delawareans win that way. It might not, if that were to happen, it would make my job very boring. But you can imagine how much better legislation would be for Delawareans if the Republicans and the Democrats have to work together to get around my tie-breaking vote instead of either of them having a majority in the Senate. If I had to choose a side, I might most likely caucus with the Republicans because I think that with our $350 million deficit, we definitely need some more fiscal conservative power. Aside from the issue of marijuana legalization, I agree with my opponent, John Marino, on a lot of issues. And there's also a lot of good new Republicans in there, such as Anthony Del Colo. I really like his stances, and I'm glad that he won the election recently.
Well, you just brought up the elephant in the room that the General Assembly has been considering for about a month now. The projected $350 million budget shortfall for the upcoming fiscal year. If you are elected, I mean, how exactly are you going to try and tackle that?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. I was double checking some of the figures on that, and I think we have a budget, total budget, at least in 2014. I couldn't find more recent numbers of $9.41 billion or
Well,
something like that.
the current fiscal year is $4.1 billion total spend.
Really? Because last I checked, it was more closer to nine billion for 2014. I don't think they'd cut it in half since then.
No, the total amount that the state spends in the general fund is $4.1 billion projected for this current year.
Oh, okay. So maybe I'm looking at overall, like what they get from the federal government also or
That could
something.
be
Okay,
possible.
so
Yep.
I'm looking at the absolute total number was 9.418 billion. So going back to what I said about being a more of a moderate libertarian, I wouldn't have any plans to cut K-12 education or higher education or Medicaid, transportation, corrections. I actually think we could probably even increase public assistance, even as a fiscal conservative. I think that we can afford to spend 1 or 2% of our budget helping people. It's that 43.2% other, that $4 billion in the other category that I think needs to be deslashed to deal with that $350 million deficit.
Well, off the top of my head, I was just sitting in budget hearings this week. Education accounts for about $1.1 billion of the $4.1 billion budget. Medicaid is $700, and I want to say $60 million of that for the state share of the entire thing. So you've got a gigantic chunk built into those two programs, and lawmakers are now having to figure out whether or not there are structural problems within those. So you're saying you don't want to take a look at, you know, cutting that $1.1 billion in education at all?
Well, I think education is too important. I think that we definitely need to make sure that Delawareans are getting the most bang for their buck possible. So absolutely look at that and figure out if there are ways to more efficiently and effectively spend that money. And if through their research and figuring everything out, they do find a way to make it actually cost less without sacrificing any education, well, then absolutely, why wouldn't you do that? There's absolutely no reason not to do that. But I think that in the long run, it's more fiscally conservative to actually invest in education, because you get such a better society when you have a more educated society and a better economy.
Last year, the Delaware Supreme Court struck down the state's death penalty. And there's been talk about a bill coming to reinstate that in this General Assembly. Would you vote on that? Would you vote for it?
I would vote no. I am against the death penalty, especially as a libertarian. I believe very strongly that the government derives its power from the people, and therefore the government does not have the power to do anything that the people do not collectively have to do, because that's what the government is. It is the collective efforts of the people. So if the people do not have the right to kill someone in retaliation for committing a crime, then the government does not either. The state should not murder people.
We also just recently had a hostage situation at James T. Vaughn Correctional Center in Smyrna. It left one prison guard dead. In your mind, what do you think needs to be done at the state level to address this? We heard from the prisoners who say we're not getting enough educational or rehab programs or reentry programs when they do get out of prison. And then prison guards say, you know, conditions aren't safe, and we want to help some of these prisoners who have mental health conditions get the treatment that they need, but we can't do that right now. So what do you think needs to be done, considering that the state doesn't have a lot of money right now projected to throw around?
Well, first of all, my thoughts and prayers go out to everyone that was involved in that situation. I was very saddened to hear that we lost a life the other day. Going back to what I said about budget and how there's 2.9% spent on corrections, and I've got no plans to cut that, that's another one of the smaller ones that we could probably afford to spend some more money on, especially if there are guards saying that it is not safe. I want to be clear, I don't condone the actions of any of the violent prisoners, but I do still agree that there needs to be reform. I think they definitely went the wrong way about trying to get that reform, obviously. But I think that we should look at prison reform for the safety of the guards. And also, I think it's important to keep in mind that prison is supposed to be for rehabilitation, not just punishment. And so there is a good point that we need to make sure that they have education opportunities and that they can be reassimilated into society, because if they do their time, then they're released back into society, they should have an opportunity to get their life back. Otherwise, they're just going to end right back up into the system.
Something else that's been getting a lot of traction in Delaware, maybe not enough to pass anything this year, has been marijuana legalization. You are for it. And what would you want to spend that money on that would come in through the tax revenue derived from legalizing marijuana?
I think it should definitely be spent on education. Ideally, I would say don't even tax it. As a libertarian, I think that people should have the freedom to buy it and sell it and smoke it. But being pragmatic about the situation, I know that it is going to get taxed. That's the reality of it. And as long as it's going to get taxed, I don't want the government simply spending that money however it wants. I want to make sure that it is earmarked for education.